I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki has issued an all-out effort to secure the release of Chaldean Catholic Archbishop Polos Faraj Rahu, who was kidnapped last Friday. The abduction could force even more Christians to leave Iraq. Open Doors' Carl Muller says they're doing all they can to help the indigenous church.
Our role as Open Doors is to come alongside the church where they are persecuted and to strengthen them so that they can remain there and that they can remain a vital gospel witness for the sake of the souls of the Iraqi people.
Next, Worldwide Christian Schools' Emily Brink says they're now working with a field chapter school in East China with one hitch: it's not a Christian school. School officials want an education that enhances moral values, so they want Christian teachers. Brink says they need people who are willing to invest their time to build the relationships that lead to ministry.
At the beginning, we're just enhancing their curriculum by being able to meet with the students each week and teaching them values, showing them the love of Christ and the way we interact with them and help them learn English.
And Global Advance's David Shibley says the recent India Frontline Shepherds Conference took place in a city patterned after Singapore. Chandigarh is literally a city stronghold of one of the Hindu deities. What better place to hold a training of church leaders to share the gospel and plant new churches?
At our conference, where 484 delegates attended, over 300 pastors committed to planting at least one new church within the next 12 months. So God did very significant things at this conference in Chandigarh.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.